Carbon Footprint by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Ant Richards. People like an open fire if they can be bothered with all the work it entails. Cleaning out the grate, scrunching up newspaper, laying the kindling, fetching in the fuel. All that effort is worth it to sit and watch the flames dancing, to feel the real heat warm you through. It's like cooking a meal from scratch rather than microwaving something from the supermarket. It can make you feel properly alive. We at Proudfoot's have been coal merchants since my grandfather set up the firm in the 1960s. In those days, many more people had open fires in their houses. Since then, central heating has taken over, even in the countryside, where oil is a fuel of choice. You can see the ugly green oil tanks behind almost every building. Many of the older people still have a fireplace in their living rooms. And some of the younger ones are putting in solid fuel burning stoves. So we are still in business, although I've diversified and trained as a chimney sweep as well. There's a lot more to clean in a chimney than you might think. Despite the modern vacuum I use, I'm often covered in coal dust and soot. It's usually the coal dust that sticks to my skin, although because I...